We always know when a dog regrets something they did wrong. We almost feel badly for how badly they feel. Today, Jane Andrews shares perhaps the toughest roadblock a human being has to face. This is A Walk in the Park.
This week's feature was written three times. I didn't want to face the fact that I needed to make an apology. It's difficult to apologize when my actions affected someone I love. I've wrestled with who's right and who's wrong. I justified, argued, defended, and explained my way into making the matter much worse. And on top of that, I didn't communicate when it was most appropriate to do so. I know how to apologize for the small stuff, jumping right in to accept blame for a mistake, laughing at my flawed technical skills. But I wasn't willing to accept that I could hurt someone that I care about and not have the courage to acknowledge it. I needed to understand that my fear of how that person would react or retaliate, which would be considerable, has no bearing on how I should have handled it. I wanted to explain. I wanted to get the other person to understand why I did what I did, and everything would be all better. I wanted to argue why my decision was okay. I wanted to justify how other people did the same thing to me, and I took it like a champ. And I wanted to defend my actions by being hurt myself on some other level to minimize the relevancy of their hurt. I was defending my actions at the expense of simply listening. I didn't want to know how much hurt I could cause. So searching for justification sounded much better. The arguing opened up deeply rooted resentments and unearthed a lifetime of bitterness aimed right at me. I wasn't sure I could handle the weight of all of that in order to form a proper apology. It was hard to hear how I messed up, had deeply hurt this person, and it was hard not to be listened to when I spoke. But it wasn't my turn. And I just had to sit in the yuck, as my therapist put it many years ago, and make an apology anyway. It is yuck. It is a yucky feeling to soul search and humble myself, to come up with the words, "I'm so sorry for how what I did affected you."
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.